wird sich sein. Tanis Esther, Parshas Sisa.
Morning. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, but he Esther is the chen ve'ini chorea, and chesedikim teitsch, there's a gewaltige chen that shines on a yid when it comes to Megillus Esther and Purim. In fact, if you count, you'll find the word chen, this divine grace, appears 6 times in Megillus Esther, and the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that 6 times chen, 58, is Gematria 348, which is Gematria Sameach. The Simcha of Purim comes because of the chen, which is Nasuach on the face of a Jew, and this is chen, he has Lamaila on Purim. The word chen, actually, Rabbeinu Bachari writes, comes from the root word chinam. As in the pasuk, v'chanuisi eis asher ochun, says the Gemara in Brachas, afu pishe nikidai, even when a person is unworthy, and he had no zchusim, there's a matnas chinam, fakir by noyach, it says, ki nichamtin ki osisim, chazal say v'noyach. The Eibishter really wanted to destroy Noach, if he would have, or v'noyach, mo tzachein b'ein Hashem. There's a chen that you're granted this grace, this chen, even if you're unworthy. When the MS is set in Sfarim, the Charkiver brings the name of Zayda, the Sabbath Kaddish of Rishon, that why we say always that Purim is even higher than Yom Kippurim, meaning it's Labimi, is because we pass like the Chachamim and Yuma that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper Lashovim. In Kippurim, the mechaper lashavim the lusheinim shavim. In fact, there's the he says tight to the Gemara says kimu vekiblu kiblu kimu lemaila mashi kiblu lemato. Right, that's the Gemara Darshan. That because bezin shalmata we paskin the imedaktigim b'moyis Purim. You don't carefully investigate whether a person is worthy. The din is called apushit yad noisimoi. Is kimu lemaila called the Eibishter was mekabel this plaque of person's soul. And as long as a yid is pushit yad, the Sforum Taich, even a pushit the yad, right noisimoi. Whatever a person of Purim could achieve, kol mishalois liber. The Sforum Taich for Yimra Melech Esther mishtayayin mashilotzu vidosuvah. Baba Kachzei Fasayos. I've said many times over the years. Nervos, it says in Sforim, al kuponim, you have to be a pushit yad. Right? You have to at least ask, you have to stick out your hand. The Sema says, by Yom Kippur, it says, val yovei b'chol eis ala kodesh, ki en v'zoyis, you have to have v'zoyis, you have to have v'zoyis, you have to by Purim, it says, uv'chein ovei ala melech, asher loikinos, ki yadu. B'emes, where does this chen come from? Where does this gift of chen come from on Purim? The emes is, we know that on Purim it says, Hodor kiblu b'me'achashvish. Yidin u'mekabel, as the Medrash Tanchum famous, he says, but this brings, that Yidin u'mekabel, Hodor kiblu b'me'achashvish, Yidin u'mekabel, teirish v'alpeh. And it's Yidua from the Magid of Mezvich, and the Mokar is a Zoyer, that there's Yud Gimel Midr Yishat Teirah in the Dreshes, the price of Rabbi Yishmol, and the Yud Gimel Midas Shatter in the Dreshes is Bechuvin Kinega the Yud Gimel Midas Arachim. So the Yud Gimel Midas Shatter in the Dreshes, which is the Yesuid of all exposition in Torah Shemal Peh, is Me'oyer the Yud Gimel Midas Arachim. And therefore, Mazel Odor is what? Dogim. And you do it that Dogim is Notrikun Yud Gimel Michlu Darachma, the 13 pathways of mercy. And that's why the Gemara says, in Kitin Tav Samacham, Rabbi Yechon, Lekaraz, Gadish Baruch, who brisim Yisrael, El Al Pitoyra Shemal Peh, Gal Pia Dvorim, as the Gemara brings the Pasuk. And therefore, the bris, which is the bris of the Yud Gimel Sarachman, Shein Ochoizus Reikam, is this Eir on Purim, when Yidin accepted Toyra Shemal Peh. When I thought to myself, I haven't seen it in Sforim, but it's by Mir Dabar Pashut, that's trapped in the Piyut. Shishanas Yankov, so what are we called calling it? Shishanas Yankov? Because the Zohar says, a Shishana has Yud Gimel Olin, which represents the Zohar at the beginning. That is the Yud Gimel Midas Harach. That is the Zohar on Purim. And therefore everyone knows this book in Sforim HaKadoshim. That Mordechai and Esther is Gematria 13 times Chesed. Because you might argue you give us Rachm on this day. There's a fascinating letter from the Rambam. It sounds like the Rambam is writing a letter to Rabbi Yosef ibn Eknam. Prince. And it sounds like a Chassidish Rebbe, right? But the Rambam brings the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Venasati es chen ha'om azeh be'enei Mitzrayim, v'hoyek, the Eved shall give the chen in the eyes of the Egyptians, v'hoyek yisei lech l'nei self-durek. When you leave Egypt, you won't go empty, and you'll be, go out with the whole bizon." And the Rambam notes there are 13 words in this pasuk, which is pasuk is a schooler for Nesias chen, and thereby Yosef HaTzadik had chen be'enei Adonino, and that's a Klal Yisrael had chen be'enei the Mitzrim, and likewise Esther Malka had chen, right? He Esther and Yosef chen be'enei Kogrea through this pasuk. With he said that Hagam is understood, but all the Farshim say. Medrash Pliyah, that everyone knows, we discussed this infinite amount of times. Hayom Rav Hayom, the sea saw and it split. What did the sea see? One Brisa says, Ra Yisrael Yoytzim Uruchush Mitzrayim Biyod. They saw the Jews leaving Egypt with the Bizon. Another Brisa, Hayom Rav Hayom is Barah, Brisa Rabbi Shmuel. A third Medrash Pliyah, Hayom Rav Hayom is Barah, and Roy Yishalus. All the simple chat is, see the Rambam, when they saw the Biza, the Rechush Mitzrayim, Vos Metamol, the taskmasters, the Egyptians, are giving all this gold and silver to the Egyptians. Elamai, there was this Oyra, the Yudgimel Mitzvah Sarachim, which, as the Rambam says, gives a chen. And therefore, although there was a kitru, that Halom Oydev Oydezorah, Halom Oydezorah, when there's an Asiyas Chayim, when you're Ma'ir, you must Rachmim, there's no Cheshbonis and Tam L'Rotzen, and therefore the sea splits, and that's why it's connected to Bryce to the Mishmo, because you're giving us Rachmim, you're giving me the Sachdai Midrashas, it's Ma'ir, you're giving me the Sarachmim, and that's why Aroyin Shal Yosef, because the Biza of Yosef, of Brismila, says the Gemara in the Torah, Gidei Lemila, Shenichru Soleh, Yud Gimel, Brises, etc., 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 as is well known. And that's the idea that by Matan Torah it says, Kof Aleim Har Gigigit. And Chazal asked, why do we need a kfir? They said, Nasav Elishma. And we answer on Torah Shvapet, right? And therefore, the Chakal Yitzchak speaker says, the word Gigis, Gimel, Yud, Tav, is Matrik in Torah, Yud, Gimel, Yud, Gimel. Torah, which is Nidrish and Yud Gimel Ponim, and Torah, which is what? Which is Ma'ir, the Yud Gimel Mitzarach. So first it says, the Elohim spoke to Moshe, and then it says, Lashon Havayah, because once he was kfir, the Yidin were willing, Al Kaponim, be Oinus. To Makabal, Torah Shalpeh, you already softened the Midas Adin into Midas Arachme. But that's only the Maitforta, Maitor, Rabbi Laraisa. And then Hodr, Kiblu, Abim Echashvedish. So therefore, Purim is Ma'ir, completely the Yidin Midas Arachme. The thieves I understand, the Holy Sefer brings in a drasha that's widely known today, not like in the olden days where people, you know, only Yehudi Dover knew things. The Sefer brings that he heard from the Rav of Frankfurt, the Prince of Frankfurt, who had a Kabbalah, Ishmi Pi'ish from the Sheikh Yankin, that a person who learns Torah between the first Megillah and the second Megillah is Muftach Leishu Boyd Ben El Habo. The Sefer says, I was Makabal, this Kabbalah stamp, Leyadana Taimah. Right? What is this Indian? You see, the whole world today, Makafsof, there's the Yeshiva's market. People spend time learning themselves with their children, with their families, learning Torah. But Megillah, Megillah means by night. I just had people came to me this week, fell. Torah Surahs, unbelievable. So I was told people, I'm not a rabbi, I don't give schools, right? The one thing I know, it's far Maklejim, if you want really have a lot of, I don't know, if people have Torahs, they need when there's a shit of this, when there's Parnassus, this, when there's Shalabayas, this, when there's whatever, Bonachayim, Bezunyan, school in the floor from Sadiqim, Kadesh Elion, to say all of Tilim, if you say Tilim without any Hesekas, even without the Erotus, Mi'amalu, Gvuras Hashem, you want to be Muil, the Gvuras, Yashmiya, calls you off, ain't Tilim from beginning to end, from Asher Ish, till Halaluka, Kufnum, in one go. Without any hafsekas, before you get up to Daven, before Daven, before Megillah says, because anyway, Daven and Melech Daven, there was the Skabel, which we discussed many times, that saying Tilim is Mekubal Kinegon for Olives. So you have both the Maila of Torah and the Maila of Tefillah. Lalding and Maila for all that a person, for all that a person needs. Why is that? Because the Gemara says in Chagigah Daf Yud Beis, Omer Shlokish, Kol Oisik Bar Torah Belaila, Chut Shel Chesed Moshtach Olav Bayim, right? Shenemar. What does the pasuk say? Yom Yitzav Hashem chazdoi, vataima yoyim misavashem chazdoi, because ubalayla shirin. So a person who learns shirin, which is Torah, balayla, there's a chutzal chesed. What's a chutzal chesed? That's chayim. Listen, it's for, that's the chesed, right? And on Torah it says, ayelas ahuvim. The Yalas Chain, right? The Gemara says in Erevin that Torah is Malva Chain Alimdel. If a person learns Horevis and Torah, there's a certain Chain, which, therefore, that's how Tfilas on the Kabbal. Chain is Gimachia Oizen, says the Arizal, here, right? It says Chuchal Chesed is Gimachia Shmir. When a person learns Torah, then the Abish to listen to all the Tfilas of Chuchal. In of learning Torah, the Munkacher says, Vatigzer Oimer Vayokom. Is Gimatria is Rashi Tevis Vav Alevav, which is the letter Vav. Vav Alevav, as we discussed many times in the site of Hamantashin, is 13, which is Yud Gimel Midas Harachman, right? What is the Gemara Dashin? Vatigzer Umer Vatokam, that Tzadik Gezer Vakadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And Tzadikim Emes, Tzadikim said, the famous line, that Yedesh Shmoig, every Shmerel, when it comes to Purim, has the kuyach of tzaddikim, 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 the Yechezkel, the Shinoverov says, every single Jew on Purim has the kuyach that the Kohen Gadol had when he entered in the kuyach of Shekadosh and Lufnai Vilufnim on Yom HaKippur and Yom HaKodesh. It's a gewaldige kuyach that it says in Sfor. And this is this oyer through the Matatoy. And that's the kuyach. If you look in it deeper, the Zera Kodesh from the Rapshitzer, it's part of many Sforim, part of Minoyim, that the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmam is this Eirer through one of the Shemus of the Eberster, which is Eker, Alvus K.U.K. Right? And that's the Mokar of Yud Gimel HaRachmam, the Mokar of Chayim, which is comes from the world of Bina. Bina is the Eilam of Tshuva, Uluv of Vayovin, Vishav Verofiloi. Right? What is the idea of Eke? So this brought down in Ribu's forum, the Rav Shomesh, the Ben Yisosner. Eke said, the Chuyza is Pshat, I will be. Things will be not as they are now, but yeah, even though now I'm not worthy, and I'm ain't it really, right? But a person accepts, I will be, that's the Kuyach of the Bina of Tshuva of Shin Eke, which that is Ma'ir all Rachman Bayim. What is the shaykhus between the Shem Eke, Al-Kayuke, and Purim, Bechal? Well, let me just start off with the mathematical. Okay, this is Mahalach and Amaydus Hashem. It says in Pasuk, Al-Kayuke, Yamam Eila Purim, Al-Shem. First of all, the obvious, there's many questions. The obvious glaring question is, every other Yom Tov that the Yisrael asked is always called Al-Shem Agul. Pesach day, Mishnah, Pesach, he passed over. Sukkot, we sat in the Sukkot, the Shafiyas. Vos pitamol, the whole Mahus of the Yom Tov, and the name expresses the Mahus of Purim. What is Purim? Because Haman wanted to exterminate Eden, and he chose the date, which is a rather peripheral, tangential issue, Al Sheva Purim. Moreover, the obvious question is, it's called Purim, Lashon Rabim, Al Shem, Hapur, one Pur. Hello? The Beis also gives many mahalchim, but the nekuda, the sarashovish of the kulam is dafka the ibishdus mesaviv sibus for reasons he was the one who made the port. Doesn't say who made the port, right? And the dafka that the poor fell out to destroy the Jewish people on today Yud Gimel Adar, that was a cheshbon of the ibishdus, and from that the whole Yeshua came. Now, what happened here? Why is it called Purim Lashon Rabim if the Chura he picked a date out of the hat? Because the Chura say all this for him. The Bebe says Yarat Vash from the Rebbeinu. To pick a date out of a hat, you write Gimel Tishrei and Vov Teves, whatever, and you pick one out, who said that that has any significance, that's an omen for anything? Mikra Nikra. Remember about the Gemara in Sahed and Daf Gimel, Ochon says, Begoyrel Atabola. You want to say I was boiled, but we made a girl? Take two names, take you and a loser, put them in a hat, pick one out, and it's either you or him. What is a girl proof? So how did the girl work? Explains it Abel Gavison. There was two kalpis, two pots, I don't recall it. In one it said 12, there were 12 chadosh, 12 months. In the other there were numbers. Number one, number two, number three, till 354. Whatever. Now, if you would pick out the marshal, comes out Chodesh Adar, in terms of the month, from the first month. And then in the other one, you pick out the number 100. So it's obviously it's rubbish. There's nothing here. Because what is Adar got to do with 100? You had, if you pick out a month, and you picked out the date which fit in that month, something episodic. So how the Cheshbon works, we can argue. But the Shvili Pilchus, Pilchus Friedman argues, since he was a Goy, and for moreover, in Yemois Hashonah, where we count from Tishrei, so he put 12 months, and he put 1 to whatever, 354, whatever. And the number he picked out, which obviously worked out to be Yud Gimel Adar, was number, if you count from Tishrei, we assume, let's say, Tishrei is Mole, then Cheshvan is Chosr, Kislev is Mole, Tevis is Chosr, then Shvat is Mole, and here's 13th of Adar. So what number did he pick out in the second Kalti?
173.
You can't count. 161. Take 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, plus 13, is 161. What is 161 in Judaism? No? You guys are not like getting... Okay. To understand this, let me tell you another part. Right? There's a word from Shalom Belzer, a famous word. Pasuk says, V'samti fidus ben amiu ben amecha. There'll be a redemption between Ben Ami, between my nation, Eden, and Amecha the Mitzvah. Right?
Hello?
One sec, hold yours. What is the gematria of the word Yisro? 541? What is the gematria of the word Mitzrayim? 380? No mathematicians of the world. No. What's the difference between 541 and 380? Between Yisro and Mitzrayim? 161. Hello? Something's happening, something's cooking, right? What is 161? Every school child knows basic history, Arizal 101, right? Course 101, right? That you name Eke, which you may in your brain cells remember was only a few months ago that we read Parashas Vayera, where Moshe says, what shall I tell the Jewish people, the Hebrews, going to redeem them? Eke Asher Eke. Just go and say, Eke Shalachan Yalei. Aleph Ke Yud Ke. Now, anyone who's a bit mathematical, if you use your toes, if you spell Eke, the mili, the highest mili you could possibly make, Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. It's 111, right? Hello. Hey is Hey Yud. It's 30. It's 15. Hello. Yud is Yud of Dalet is 20. And Hey Yud again 30. So what's 111, 50, 20, and 15?
161.
161. Oh. So the Eivish, the Bechazdoi, when it came to make the Purim Lashon Rabbim, in one it was Adar, in the other was 161, which is what day number 160, the Mashkocha President of Talking on Titus Esther, day 161 in the year is Yud Gimel Adar, which is Titus Esther, the Otis Tutsukta, right? Right? Ooh. But what really is 161? It's the Shem Eke, which is the name of Bina, the name of Levova Yovin Vishavarofale, the name of Tshuva, right? Which is Eke Asher Eke, I'll be with you in this Golus, and I'll be with you in future Golus. And therefore the Pasuk says, you want to know Moshe B'derech Rebbe, is at the step before he actually asks, who's sending me? Right? Vesamti Fidus Ben Amiu Ben Amecha. The difference between Yisrael and Mitzrayim, which is 161, Kufsam Chaluf, yeah? Limbochor Yeh Uysazeh Yeshbochor Lachazman, that this Indian of Eke, the Mili Eke, 161, will be used again in the time of Homon, and will be used again the Shem of Tshuva and Ikfas of the Meshicha, because the Gemara says, in Yisrael, the Golden Ella, Pitchuva. And that once again, this Shem Eke has to be this Oyer. Okay? So on Purim, we will utter the Shem Eke, which is connected to what? You give me das harachmim, as I'll discuss in a minute. And that is Nisayr Dachan Purim, because Purim is Haldur Kiblua Ter Shalpeh, which connects to Gemidah Shatar and Dreshas, etc., etc. By the way, just parenthetically, just to share with you a sharp word, which is the Esasra brings from his Mechutin, the Holy Ateresvi of the Choyim, You know, every day you say the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel, and number 13 is V'chein or V'kan Shneksuvim Achishim Zezeh. But this V'chein, V'kan, whatever gears to whatever city you use, right? Atyavei Akasav Ashlishi. What's going on here? That's the 13th midah of the Chatera Nidreshes, which is B'chuvim Tkenegid, the 13th midah of Rachman. What's the 13th midah of Rachman? V'nakei lo yinak. Ask the Gemara in Yuma, hey, wait, this is a stira. V'nakei and v'lo yinakei. If it's v'nakei, it's not v'lo yinakei. Says the Gemara, what does the Gemara answer? V'nakei l'ashovim, v'enim v'nakei l'she'enim shovim. How do you know? Because there was a prophet called Michal. And Michal, you know, you can make kashlich, you know, Rosh Hashanah, hello, you throw your hello, And you have the pasuk, you say, me, kale, come, which is b'chuvim on top in the little siddurim in your heart scroll, whatever, right? It's b'chuvim, can you do Mizrachman, right? Yeah? That's kimei kedem. And b'chuvim, can you get what? Just like tshuva is kimei kedem, the tshuva was created before the world. So the Abish is makabal tshuva, and therefore, v'nakim hashov. That's why the 13th principle, you can read the satayra, is v'chein, that's over here in this 13th principle, there's a stira gufa. V'nake, lo yinake. The snake suva machishim there, nake, lo yinake. Acheyove, akosav ashlishi, which is the pasuk in Micha. He may get them, that teaches you that tshuva could break through everything. So I'm telling you like mathematical, very like, you think to yourself, I'm going to go home, I can't even tell this to my wife, and I'm wasting my time. What does this mean in Avodah Zarah? What is the shape Eker, which seems to be so central and seminal to the idea of Purim? To understand it, let me just throw out a few more questions, just to run out of time. Everyone knows that in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, there's a simon, Tov Koches, that the date which Purim falls out is also the same day of the week as Lag BaOmer. V'simanach plag. Plag, what in the world are we talking about? What's the connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer? Okay. Many other kashas. I'm not going to have time to go through all the kashas. Let me just tell you the central theme of Purim. It's not my own word. It's from Pichel Friedman, which is based on America. There's a famous chusif who says something. I tell you, if a rabbi in Manchester would get up in a drasha Purim and say this word, they would be stoned to death and blasphemy. But so says Rabbeinu of Sefer. Let's listen to this. She'oyer kodesh hakol b'megillah, the light, the radiance of the Megillah, who mamish yosu gadol v'nichpad mitarasenu akdish b'atma, is higher than terrorism. Hey, hello, are you with me? Can you imagine someone getting up today and saying that making such a rash, radical, bold statement? When the emes is the tur barekes for Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, Talmud Muvik of the Arizal, of Chaim Tal, Talmud Yadimin of the Arizal, brings a very similar word in explaining the Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says Mevatn Talmud Torah, the creation of Megillah. It says why? Because the Torah that we have here is no. I'm giving you Bekitzer Mamish what whole shmiz that he says. The Torah that we have down here is the Noiv. The Gemara says is the Noivus Chochma Shalmai. Right. The source of the myth. Chazal say, there's Gimel.
What's Neuvel's Chochmah?
Wait, hold your horses. Gimel Neuvel's say, right? Neuvel is Misa, a drop, a taste of death, is Shia, sleeping. Right? Sleeping, the word is 1/60th of death. Neuvel is of the Vua, is Chol. In Cholam, there's a thing, 1/60th of. Right? Neuvel is Eilim Haba, is Shabbos. Shabbos, we don't know. Rav Avin Oy Tartan, two more. Neuvelis Oyre Shalmail is Galgal Achama. Don't read. Neuvelis Chochma Shalmail is Torah. In other words, when the Eibishter gave Torah for to Basar of Adam, the Torah had to be Mitzumtzum, on whatever level, the way we understand things, had to be Mitzumtzum until we're dealing with Kiyifta Chishbar and Kiyifta Chishbar, and this one is Mefatanayr Vesulah. We're dealing with, in Europe, this is just a me'ain of what a yerida. The Eibishter had to take his chachma, which is Ein Sof, and to mitzamtzem it into the Torah we have here. So the Tur Bareket says a muiriti gavot. Why are we mevatn talmud Torah for mikram Megillah? Because the Torah that we learn, right, is noivlus to chachma of lamayla. The Megillah is the only case what that the etzem chachma milamayla is nisgal in this world. Right, Mordechai Yotze Milifnei Hamelech Poyn Verizal. Mordechai, the Shoyrish, the Chach was Chachma LeMayla. It came down in this world, this kind every year. Now this Lefizeh, he answers a very, very pleaty kedesh. The Medrash Rabbah says on the pasuk, Eilim shishim asud atudim shishim kvasim shishim kineged shishim ribli. Okay, uchineged soid shechesboyne shishim. The soid of Torah, the cheshbon is what 60. Everyone goes crazy. This Medrash. What do you mean soid of Torah? Soid is gematria 70. Last week the whole shmiz yayin is gematria 70 and soid is gematria 70. If yayin is the soid, everything Purim is yayin, right? Well, Mittemol, you're saying Suid is a cheshbin of 60? What does 60 got to do with anything? Hello? Oh, Pasha. Because when you say X is noivelous from Y, what's the cheshbin? Since a phenomenon down here is a tay, the me'ain, noivelous from Lamayim. How much? 60th. Shina is 1/60th of death. Shabbos is 1/60th. Yeah? What's the idea of 60? Something that B'shishim is possible. So the chachma we have here is as if it's this battle, it's garnished. Right? You with me? I would say the noivlus chachma del matrak bottle b'shishim v'gabe. Yeah? And this is beforeish in various places. That will chazal said eilim shishim, atutim shishim, whatever, is kineged what? The seed of Torah, vis-a-vis, it's like one in shishim, is bot. And therefore we say, when the Mashiach will come, I'll give you an example. The Torah Chadosha, Mi'iti Teitzei, everyone goes crazy, we have Torah, one of the 13 principles of Torah, Adonis Lo'itiyah B'chlefes, Lo'itiyah Chadosha, Mi'iti Yisborach. So that is when Mashiach comes, U'mol Ha'orah, Teyas Hashem, the Emes, Etzem, Achochmo, V'lemayla, which is by the Eibishter, will be discovered to us. It's also alluded to in the Maimer Chazal, Le'hoyam, Teyzum, Yisrael, Kechamisha, Asar, Ketubah, right? Tuba Ab, as everyone knows, the Beis Oscar brings from the Yisrael, the Abderov, is the 15th letter of the alphabet, which is the letter. Hello, I've said this like 1,000 times. Samach. That Tuba Ob, which is the day when we get it from the Shiva of Tisha B'Av, is connected to the letter, 15th letter of the alphabet, which is the letter Samach. Lahoyu Yamin Toivim Li Yisrael, the Gili of what? Yamin Toivim Li Yisrael, and Toiv El Atayra is what? Connected 15. That's why Darizal explains, and I'll say, if all the other Tovim, when Mashiach will come, will become B'Talim, or Ver Purim, Yimei HaPurim El, Yavar B'Talim, Yosem B'Talim, Purim will never be bought. What's that? Yomim Tovim will be bought. Mashiach comes, no more Pesach, no more Shuas, no more. So Pshat is, the Gilu of Mashiach will be so great that all the previous Giluyim, the Giluyim of Mitzvah Mitzrayim, and Mitzvah Yamsuf, and Matayr, will be bottled, Echad B'Samach, Keneged, the Giluyim of Mashiach. Mashiach came the Giluyim of Purim, because the Giluyim of Purim, those Gufa, is the Etzem HaChokmah, which is the Giluyim of the Otzulam. Purim, the Abishter gave us, B'chazdi, a taste of the future. Right? By the way, just that, you remember your Malkayr, no? How many times in the Megillah is there the word Yehudim? Millions, right? But how many times is there Yehudim with an extra Yud? Six times. How much does Gematria have an extra Yud? 10. How much is 10 times? 60. Because this inya of 60, the Soy, is the Skala of Purim, which is also the reason. That's the, because I'll say, Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu. Hello, hello, hello. So the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to prove, right, that how do you know that Esther was written, Megillah was written Baruch HaKadosh? Various Amiroi, and then Shmuel says, Ihavina ho, some of had been there. I mean, a milsa the others mikulu. I would have said something which is unsaleable. Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu v'mayma, mashakiblu v'mata. How in the world does anyone know Akimu Lama? It's a Karaya that the Megillah was said Baruch HaKadosh. Omar Rava, Lekulu Islu, Birchol Bar Mishmu, bless the people. Shmuel's deduction is unassailable. It stands. Says Tosfos Alasel, what do you mean? Rava says Alasel, Rava himself says the Gemara Shabbos Beches Kimu Vekiblu, that on Purim, the Havas and Nes, Kiblu, Kimu Vekiblu, they now accepted Tosh Rokha, the Havas and Nes. Which is a chur b'stira b'shmul. L'fid hanal, it's mamish one thing. Right? Kimu mashe kiblu kfar. Now, once again, accepted. Teilish v'al peh. Right? What kind of Torah shel Alpeh? Kimu l'mayla mashekimu l'mata. Now they were makabel on themselves the Torah, not the way it is l'mata, because the Moshe Rabbeinu came down our Sinai, even though he gave them over Torah, was only Torah on a Neivlus Chachma. And now on Purim, you have the able, that's the idea of Chaviv and Divrei Sofrin, Yoser, which Chazal say, Ha'am Holchim B'choshech Heimaro Ur Gadol, that here now we're in the dark, but the Ur Gadol, which is this Ur Gadol? The Ur HaGadol, that the Abishu was going to on the first day, doesn't take, Vayichem, that is Nisgala. That's the reason why the Mesosko brings from the Sefer Chifet Hashem from the Holy Aruch HaMakadosh, that Chachomim are called Chachomim, because they're connected to the Etzem HaTorah, which is the Maila, and not the way it is lower down here. So when Chachomim make a Gzeira, even though they're using Seichel, but really they're Mechubim Kineged Etzem HaChachom LeMayla, which is Pratt and Pasuk, Ki Yipolim Chadav LaMishpah B'dam L'dam B'din L'din B'nei L'Nega. How could you not understand? The answer is Divrei Rivas come from Sha'arecha, because you're down here in this Sha'ar. Right? What do you do? The count of Elisa Lamokim Hashivka Hashem Likecha. Go to the Sherish Hachol. Where will you find the Sherish Hachol? Uvasa Lakehanan Velavim and Ashevet Yeravahein. They give you Chas Ramish. They will tell you how the MS is an MS Lamayim, and that's the Etzem HaTorah, which is the reason why Chazal. How many Mesichtes are there in the 60 Mesichtes of Shas? 60. Because that's coming back to the Etzem. Kunt Uy, this is what the Arizal is saying, that the Gili, Uyr, a Purim, is a Gili that never ever was revealed, not on Shabbos, not on Yom. It's something Mamish, Me'in La'osilu. Okay, that's the Hakdom. Now I go back to what Avort I said last week. When Haman made an Eitz Gavuya Chamishim Amma, what was his Cheshbon? Right? Hello? In life we have a principle, Zel Umazel Osilahim. Alish says Gels, right? So, I'll give you an example. When Moshe Rabbeinu took us out of Mitzrayim, so it says in Pasuk Vayuchlu Lismameah, one more step, and they would have reached the point, as everyone knows from the Siddur Arizal, right? Or Rabbi Joshua, whatever, right? Hello? Therefore, the Yisroch Moshe said in Tzayi Parshas Bui, that Mecham is also the Mashu, to teach you one more Mashu when you would have gone off the cliff. Yeah? Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu in Kedusha was only mastering the Shar Mentes. Vatachzareyu ma'at me'elikim. He had Shar Mentes. He was missing the 50th level. Ki lo yirani odom v'choi. And therefore he can only take us out of the 400 lines. So therefore, Haman HaRosh, an evil genius, he reckons if I make an Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amav, which taps into the Chamishim Shari Tumo, right? Then he won't be able to touch me. I'm unassailable. I'm untouchable. That's kind of medrash. That Haman went to his senate, his advisors, counselors. He has 365 counselors, committing him as a chab, and Zeirish. And Chazal says Zeirish was the smartest of the whole lot. She was the one who gave the Eitzah, right? There's no way to kill the Jews. You want to put them in a Goy Varoyas? Then you. Kifshna Eish, there's Avram, there's Chalim Shol Vazaria. Anything you'll try against the Jews has already been tried. And you put them in the desert, they were in the Midbar, they were Parvarova. You'll try to knock out their eyes, the Shimshin. Everything you've tried, you know what? Make an Eitz and be soil of him, crucify them on the hang them on the thing, and that the Abishu will be able. Why? The Abishu called you. Sometimes you target, right? The success is you want to tap in the Shara Chamishim, and that there is no alternative. Yeah? I want to ask you something, which by the way is Pshat. Zachar Eisesher also Lecho Amolek. So there is Amolek trying to tap into Lecho. Lecho is Gematria 50 in the Chamish. Reish is Ben Amolek. That's the general idea. So what did the Eibishter do? He revealed the Shara Chamishim of Bina. Lulcha Shari Bina, and therefore were able, not only did what? Did with Mordechai Sey, but Haman was swinging on the gallows. Hello? If Mordechai is Gima, is the same letters as Derech Yam. He had a Derech in the 50th level, right? Therefore it's called Mordechai Yehudi. Yehudi is Yud, hey? Yud and Hey is what? Chaf ben Bina, and he was the one who, therefore Bina is Ben Yudke, and he was the one who had this idea of the Sharanu. It's a complete Sharanu. Yeah? Therefore, that which he wants to do, Acha Choshev al Yehudim, Choshev stands for Chavishim Sharibina, right? That's how Mordechai was misguided. That's in a nutshell. Which therefore we understand why the story of Purim is the tikkun I mentioned last week of the Chayei Tzedas. Which also, what happened in the Chayei Tzedas, we explained from the Arish Tvach, the Rav Yehudis, many, many times. Odom and Chava had a shtoikikus in Kedusha, they wanted to tap into the Shara Chavishim. Vayisim kalikim yoidei toivara. Where did they go wrong? I've said many, many times. You try to get a shortcut. And I always say, I said, there's no shortcuts to any place in life worth going. Could a yid chap to Shara Chavishim? Hello? You ever heard of a fellow called Rabbi Kiva? Hein kol yoko rosa, ain't I kol Yeshua bin Nun. Why is it called bin Nun, not ben Nun? He had been in the Shara Chavishim. Right? By the way, Moshe also had Shara Chavishim. How do you know?
On the boy.
When he first went up in the mountain. And then the Zuhamas HaNochosh was taken away. Right? And then there was no Misa, no Chetet Tadas, right? And then the Abrahams, when the Eden sinned the Chetu Egel, and Chosu Zuhamas, what the Gemara is in the Shabbos, the Abrahams told Moshe, this coming week, that's a, hello? Lech?
Race.
What is Lech? 50. Raid, now he's only on the level of Tatsari Ma'atmili. Right? He forfeited them. But it comes back, yes? Therefore, by the way, Purim is poor Yudnam. It's the Goyrel of tapping into this Nesivliya diet of the 50th level. Hello? Which, by the way, this is the secret of the famous Gemara in Megillah, that Rabbah and Rav Zeira made a Sudas Purim about diet. Ifsim, they got drunk, and Kam Rabbah, Veshachlu, Rav Zeira, right? And you don't got to be up as a great thinker to figure out this Gemara is superficially, if you read it like superficially, it's absurd. Rabbah! When the Gemara says about Matthias, Kamifli, Mazim, Turakia, Manya, who's going to decide between Kushabi and Turakia? Rabbah Bar Nachmeni, right? And he got up and he took an axe and he shattered up there. I mean, you're ridiculous, right? The pshat is the Purim taps into the Sharnun, where normally if a person is yet not worthy, it's ois, you know, Kiloya Rani of the Machoy. So Rabbah, who was Rabbah, great, that's what it means. He was able to handle it. He didn't have a Nodav Aviyu outer body experience to come back. Of Zeira, what is his real name? Yushalmi is not called Zeira. Yushalmi is called Zeira. He couldn't handle it, and next year he thought, you know what? A whole year of learning of Taravanya, now you'll be able to. And he said, thank you very much, but going somewhere else, my Purim. Of the Vort is, this is the same idea of the Gili of Purim, which connected to what? The future. This is the Misa Mashiach. Now, can I just ask you one more question? We don't have time to elaborate here or anything. This is the Shara Chamishim. Hello? So everyone asked a question. All the classical, whatever. On one hand, you say there's 49 gates of understanding, right? 49 Pantar. The other hand, you've got 50. And then you tell me the Shivan Panam Lutir. Is there 70 or 50? So, maybe the 49, 50, you say, but is there 50 levels or 70 levels? Hello?
Sure.
Say all this for him. I mean, you can't make this up. Either, you know, this is whatever. There's 50 levels. There's 49 levels that are accessible to the average logical, lucid, rational mind out here. The 50th level is connected to what? It itself has 21 madrigas in the 50th level. Communion shame, take a guess. Right? That's why Vatafzeru Ma'at Mentes. And there's a dangling ayin, because the memtes and the ayin says the shalok or the shrike is really one and the same. You with me? Now, Moshe Rabbeinu originally had the 50 stroke 70 levels. It was then taken away lechri. When was it given back? So we discussed this countless times. Right up when he was about to leave the world. Right? Yeah. You know what happened? The Abishter said, the whole shmiz in itself, I have no time to elaborate, but the end, right, the end of the day, the Abishter said, go, you're an Arvois Moyav, Moyav is Gematria 49, so the Abishter said, I'll lay Reisha Pitzkin, now you're going to go to the mountaintop, right, and which is the mountain called? Nevoi, and the Nevoi stands for Nunvoi, and now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to chap the 50th level. Right? Why? You know what that means?
No.
Neither do I. Okay, we're brothers. We're soulmates. I said the pasuk loy kosa eino. Yeah, the eino. The eino was over there. We'll talk about it for a bit. Yeah. Yes. Lefis evet. By the way, derech another cheshbon. There's a whole. I'm not going to go. Whatever. There's a cheshbon that Haman, when he made the poor and it fell out on Adar, rejoiced because he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Well, the other that was zayin ba'Adar, Moshe was zayin ba'Adar. I know, in fact, you're like, well, the tzaddikim that even after he died, he was born again. The tzaddikim was produced as a Moshe. Okay, the much deeper. That's from the Vina Rav. Right? It says a machlekes in the Gemara Yevamos, Vina Rav Akiva, Chachamim. If a person has gevaldig eschusim, are you mosifim like? Could you get added years, right, for that which has been allotted to you? What's it? Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't. If you sin, you get a minus, but you don't get more. I, it says, impossible, man, you're you make him the chayna rabbis. Marshal asks, right? So he says, Moiritikapchat. The Gemara says, normally a birthday is mechaper on the Yom Misa, so it becomes a prat azoy, right? It says, v'hoyim shamoyim. V'hafter, v'hafter, right? Cholavavcha, v'hafter. At the end of the whole parsha is what? L'man yiru yimeichem. You have long life, right? Al adama, kimei hashamayim alorz. What is kimei hashamayim alorz? It doesn't make sense. What do the words mean? The title. There's a moiritik of words. He says, we have a general principle that b'mokim shemachshafti shal odom shamoyim. A person is, where are you? You're in Shemot Esrei, so you're in Yibis Medrash. But your mind is in Eretz Yisrael, in Latin America, wherever the world, that's where you really are. The Ramban, Erev and Daf Yedayin, why, if you hold that Tchumen is the Raisa, how can an Erev Tchumen help? Because if you put your food down there and your mind is on your food, that's where you are. Al Derech, an Eretz Yisrael digger, and Chuslar, and Yom Tushay, you are where you think you are. Right? A person who's dovuk in the Eibush of Atim Advekim Bashem Aligeim, you're given an amount of years how much you're going to live in this world. Right? Yeah? But if you spend your time dovuk and Torah, dovuk in the Eibush, dovuk, whatever, that time, it's not that the Eibush gives you 2 years, that doesn't count because you weren't on this world. You're dovuk in the Maila. I thought the Eidach, I saw someone, I was at a Hasana recently somewhere in London. Someone said a word, a meritic of word, b'shem Shmuel Vosner, the Colonel of Rav, a meritic of word. Says, why is it in the olden days people lived shorter lifespans? Today, Baruch Hashem, people at your long best with longevity. And you see that people are elders, people like live to see. He said, Faket, in the Holocaust, right? So Shari said, if Tovach Humachroi, then you have, how much do you have to b'shalim? Dalarei. So in previous generations, you saw children, Baruch Hashem, grandchildren, Baruch Hashem. Today you see Dor Revi, Dor Chamishi. Why? Because the Shoreh said, Tzvoth, they hold 606 million. So the people who were Nitzel from that generation, who were Nitzel, they were blessed with Dalvin and Hagen, that they were to see 4 and 5 generations afterwards. I know in the Babish, there was a Tzadik Ayid, his name was called a Blazer Nana, said, the school of knowing him. Nebuchadnezzar had the children. He came out of, he was 20 years in the gulags, he never would, B'chal Shabbos, stories of his Kiddushim Shemayim, of that in Chomets and Pesach, Mamish was Moister Nefesh, every Shnitten, every Tzvkot, the Pale Mamish, years, whatever, so when he came out of Russia, he came to the Rebbe the first time, and the Rebbe told him, the years that you're in the gulags, in the Siberia, that's not part of the Cheshbon. Because that wasn't life on earth, it was life somewhere else, but it wasn't on earth, right? Is the Havdul Faket a person who's Dovik B'mayil, the man Yibri Yameichem? How could it be? Rabbi Kiva just passed him, you know? The answer is Kimeya Shemayim. The days which are Shemayim, Allah Oret, don't count to the head. And those years you can live another 20 years, because then you were Dovik. The time of Torah Tefillah doesn't count to the head that was given to you. Maybe think of what? Oy Bazoi, right? Taka Haman was no Shaiti, he was an evil genius, right? He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Moshe passed away, Zayin Odom, right? But he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu went to heaven for 3 times 40 days, which is another 120 days. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked. Give me another 120 days. Connected the time that I wasn't. That's what rumors and medish that the Moshe Rabbeinu argued with the Abishter. Right? Give me. Let me go to Eretz Yisrael. Why should I die? So I, but Avram died, and Yankov Avinu died, and whatever, right? So the Abishter, they were never dosh ikveihem on Arafel and Shemayim. You gave me Torah, and I was in heaven. What is the fact that you were in heaven? Avram wasn't. Got to do with that. Because the days that Avram was in heaven, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in Shemayim, shouldn't count for Mr. Shnoisim. So you know what? Right? How many Yamat Shemayim without a Chacham? Lara. And he says, Oy Bazei, the 120 days. So it can't be that Moshe was born as Zayin Adar and he died as Zayin Adar, right? Because the 120 days don't count. So you make a Ched, that's four months. So when was Moshe's Yom Holedes? Cheshvan. Okay? Also, there's no Yom HaLeidah L'chaper Yom HaMisa. Therefore, when the poor fell out, then what? Therefore, he rejoiced. There's only Yom HaMisa, no Yom HaMisa. Right? Where did he go wrong? Because when he came down from the mountain, it says, Chazal say, where did Moshe Rabbeinu go? The famous story that the Holy Tzvar Shlim of Adoms came to spend Shavuos with the Chazal of Koshim. And he told him, go back to Yerk Sidon. Why? Because by Moshe it says, Rashi says, Menachor Elam. Because when he came, he didn't get involved in his business. He went straight. What business did Moshe have? He had a stock market, debt in the stock market, real estate. What other investments did he have? Then he went Menachor, he didn't check up the stock tape or whatever, the Google, whatever. He went straight along. The pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu was Dovak. The whole time he was Moshe, he was not a person for himself, he was Dovak and his people. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, what was he thinking about? Not his spirit, he's bringing the people. So therefore the 120 days are also Shemayim, but are with Dovak. And the Bachum Shemach Shaftes L'Adam, Shemun Nimsum. Therefore Zayin Adar, he was born, Zayin Adar. But Tifu, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibishter wanted to show that he could even, Vayisit Rasha Am, he should pass away with his people, be buried in Har Nevoi, to be able to be Mamshit, this Bechina of Nevoi, of Nun Boy, of the Shara Ayin, whatever, into Kal Yisrael, even in dark times, even when there's a time of Esther Bonin, they can be in the Gala to Esther, etc., etc. And therefore, instead of our generation, which is a time of when Kal Yisrael falls into the Shara Nun, you have this, that's why Zayin Adar is inextricably linked to the Kedusha of Purim. In other words, and that's where, getting back to what we started from, you have this pain, this Messias Bonin, which comes from the Shem Eket, which is that which is mashlim in the Sharanun 21 Eifanim, which is Ma'ir of Yimus Rachman, which gives a person a gemaldig chen in the eyes of the Eibishter, that what he asks for on Purim, that a piece, you know, there's a Gemara which says, Ezer Shuit, who is a Shuita? Zema Abed Mashal Eisaway. Someone who forfeits what he got. You know, you have a person is a fool when the eight, you have a rendezvous with destiny, and you go uf to Givald, Bon Chayim Mezoina. Right? I say every year, I've said this like 1,000 times, but the Chushar Rebbe used to say the story every year, I'll end with this, of a fellow who was a Roy Zoyna, it's called over Ulster, and he found the Zoyna, the Yarkas, the Poylan, cost whatever. He went to fulfill his taiva, and he saw Yidin in a Derful where Nebuch, the Paras was throwing them out of the land. He gave his last penny, saved the Yidin, and went back home. Is from then became a Gzeir and Shemayim, whatever he wants, another group of angels said, I'm a low life, a rogue, a scoundrel, who knows what he asked for. They made a pshara, whatever he asks will be granted, right? Norvos, he's going to turn into an alcoholic, a shikr. El valgozach in the gas and the mud between one pub and another pub, and he'll never know that he has a zakuy. And once there was a terrible Gzeir against the Eden, Tzadikim couldn't be mamtik dinim, the Baal Shem HaKadosh took two of his Talmidim, go to this place, take this guy, put him in a cold shower, give him some caffeine, bring him to Starbucks, whatever, right? Wake the guy up from his stupor, and Lozer Davin, and he did it with Makal Gzeir. Right? Dushayim said, this is poor. The heavens opened. When the famous story with the Rabbi of Amsterdam, Vashsiya Kadosh, if you drink properly, then a person who spends Purim knows that Purim is Mu'uyim Day, Purim is Yom Kippur Day, Purim is the day to be Dovah and Vashever, to daven, to learn. Is the Abish open up for us? Oh, hey. Thank you.